This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that the United States and Mexico were making progress on a trade deal. He also warned Canada he would tax their auto exports if an agreement cannot be reached with Ottawa. On Twitter, Trump said, "Deal with Mexico is coming along nicely. Auto workers and farmers must be taken care of, or there will be no deal." Trump added that Canada must wait. Their tariffs and trade barriers are far too high. Earlier, the president announced higher tariffs on imported steel and aluminum from Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a tweet, President Trump says the tariff on aluminum imports from Turkey will be increased to 20%, while the tariff on steel imports will be raised to 50%, as the Turkish lira, in his words, slides rapidly downward against our very strong dollar. Turkey is vowing to retaliate against the tariff hikes without delay and warns the move will further harm relations between the two allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussed recent U.S. sanctions against Moscow and challenges in Syria's war in a phone call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Friday. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the call came after Russia's prime minister sternly warned the Trump administration against ramping up sanctions.
Dmitry Medvedev says if the U.S. introduces sanctions against Russia, as some reports are indicating, Moscow will see this as a declaration of an economic war and will respond accordingly. Medvedev says Russia will retaliate with economic and political means, and if necessary, other means, adding American friends should understand that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Or you can find us on our VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led military coalition says that it will launch an investigation into a deadly airstrike that killed 51 people Thursday, many of them children, in Yemen. The announcement came after what the UN called, or after the UN called, that is, for an independent investigation of the incident. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, says that warring parties should take all feasible precautions to avoid and minimize the impact of violence on civilians.
The ongoing conflict and loss of life in Yemen underscores the importance of the work of the group of eminent experts on Yemen and the need for a continued international investigation into all allegations of violations of international humanitarian law.
A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition had said the attack was targeted at Houthi rebels in the marketplace after missiles they fired Wednesday on the kingdom killed one person and wounded another. Palestinian health officials say a paramedic was shot and killed by Israeli fire at a Hamas-led protest along the Gaza border Friday. Gaza's health ministry said 26-year-old Abdullah al-Kutati was shot and killed, while 40 others were wounded by live fire. The incident came as Gaza's Hamas rulers and Israel honored a ceasefire on Friday that ended 2 days of an intense flare-up in violence. Zimbabwe's main opposition party on Friday filed a legal challenge to the results of last week's election. The Electoral Commission announced the winner to be President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party. But the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, says the election was flawed. Lawyers from the MDC delivered their challenge to the country's constitutional court, demanding either a fresh vote or for Chamisa to be declared the winner. Tabani Mpofu is an MDC lawyer.
We also seek a declaration to the effect that the announcement made by Justice Chigumba declaring Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa as the duly elected president of Zimbabwe is faulty at law.
The court now has 14 days to issue its ruling. Consumer prices in the U.S. rose a modest 2.9% in July from a year ago as inflation continued to rise gradually but slowly. The Labor Department report says the Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of Americans' living expenses, increased 0.2% from the previous month. Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy segments, rose at the same pace. The main driver of inflation in July was higher housing costs. Food expenses increased slightly, while energy, medical care, and clothing, fell. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.